Cicero was very much an independent political voice in the late Republic. He came into politics as an outsider because he did not come from an aristocratic family and he did not come from a Roman family. He had to make his own way in politics. While Cicero was climbing the political ladder, he does, from time to time, make remarks in his speeches which are hostile to the Senate or hostile to the entrenched interests within the Senate. This, I suspect, was quite normal for anybody making their way up the political ladder, pursuing a political career. Once Cicero has achieved the consulship and is not looking for any further political office or any further promotion, he does settle back into becoming a traditionalist and a conservative, and I suspect that this is what his real nature prompted him to do. He was somebody who believed in the status quo, who believed in tradition, and who believed particularly in peace and preserving the Republic. As Cicero's career progressed after his consulship into the 50s, and the Republic was increasingly falling apart, and the political situation was moving closer and closer to civil war, we see Cicero's political views crystallizing around a desire to save the Republic and to keep peace at all costs. In the 60s BC, Cicero lays great emphasis on the harmony of the orders. Senators, equestrians, and the general population all being at peace with one another and not quarrelling and squabbling. But when we move into the 50s, and the Republic comes under greater danger, and the political situation moves ever closer to civil war, we find that Cicero becomes more and more a supporter of the Republic against the attacks on it by powerful generals.